This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. government's top infectious disease experts say the country could see 100,000 to 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Sunday that millions could become infected in the United States. Faced with Fauci's grim projections and the possibility that even more could die in the U.S., without measures to keep people away from each other, President Donald Trump extended federal guideline recommendations recommending people stay home for another 30 days until the end of April. The tally kept by Johns Hopkins University shows the U.S. had over 140,000 infections and 2,400 deaths. Worldwide, more than 33,000 people have died, half of them in Spain and Italy. Doctors in the United States have advised guaranteeing the medical material supply and conducting widespread testing to help contain the novel coronavirus as the nation became the new epicenter of the pandemic. As of Sunday night, the country has registered more than 142,000 confirmed cases with 2,479 deaths, according to the latest tally from Johns Hopkins University Center for Systems Science and Engineering. The U.S. now has more cases of COVID-19 than anywhere else, but unlike Italy, where the mortality rate of confirmed cases is around 10%, the rate in the U.S. at this stage is closer to 1.5%, according to the CSSE. Japan's top government spokesman said Monday there was no truth to rumors the government was planning to declare a state of emergency from April 1st to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. The chief cabinet secretary also